What is going on, YouTube? This is Blind Assassin MGTOW. Been doing good. Been like running errands lately. Depositing a check to getting a trim haircut, so getting like a taper at least. My nephew's graduation is next Friday, so I'm gonna like leave early, leave early around work. So, just trying to, adapt, and just want to see my own nephew graduate from high school. So, my grandmother passed out, according to my older sister. So, sad. My grandmother's doing fine. It's just that, she's been like walking. She's my grandmother, known for walking like 2 miles. And luckily somebody, called a emergency and took care of her. So, for me, well, I'm doing good, lately. Just got a pay raise, they've been there for a year, so my last month will be my anniversary, April 10th, to be specific. So, I'm just chilling. Bought my tickets, to go down to Miami this summer. Trying to debate whether I'm either going to do a live stream or just do like a vlog, or like a vlog journal, if you will. So I'm going to be there for 4 days. So, which is ironic, because when I come back, it's going to be the 1st of July. Then after that is, next thing you know, of course, Independence Day is around the corner. So that's a 3-day difference. And we get paid without, working. So we get, payoff, like holiday payoff. So, which is actually superb. And yeah, I've been doing good. So I'm feeling blessed every single day. Just staying out the way. Been really, the temperature been like rising too much as far as humidity goes. So, I just been, maintaining my peace, not avoiding going to like clubs and bars, which is nonsensical to go to emotionally and spiritually and financially, especially. So, yeah, so I'm gonna go down there, and then it's actually my very first time going down to Miami, Florida. I haven't purchased my hotel. I didn't like purchase a hotel just yet. I'm not trying to like linger too much, but let's just say my brain actually had a heart attack. That was a car, kind of spooked me. But even taking a plane down south for the first time as well. So I'm very amazed, going down there. And I just gotta just raise my money up, since I get paid every other week. Then I can like use that. So since I get paid on the 17th, so I paid yesterday, I can like use that. And on top of that, it depends. My hairstylist is gonna retwist my hair. Depends, I have to say, because her one of her children is graduating from high school as well. So It depends. It's partially, it's somewhat up in the air, but you just have to see. So, yeah. So I'm about to purchase my tickets down there. Well, actually, my hotel. I didn't book a hotel just yet, unfortunately. Just got to save up once more. Then, you know, of course, not to pay my bills for this house. So, on the 31st, you know, because I pay my bills like every last month. So, yeah, just trying to get myself financially organized. Man, and plan on getting back into bowling. I was planning on bowling last Wednesday, but I was like really tired. I was so tired. It was like really hot for springtime, which is a bit bizarre, but I guess it's had to do with like global warming. I don't know, but yeah, I've never been on a plane before. So my plane is Allegiant. It's a good service. Everybody have like mixed feelings about it, mixed reactions. Excuse me, with Allegiant. So, yeah. So, sorry, I'm just contemplating what I'm about to say, but what I actually like learned about, and this is the topic I want to talk about really, is what I really learned from my grandparents' divorce. I wasn't around when they got divorced, of course. It's just between mom and her two older brothers, which are my uncles. So, what I learned from it is learning to forgive. That's what my grandmother did, and she even went to her ex-husband's funeral, which took place like 11 years ago. My grandfather passed away around like 2013. Man, I feel emotional talking about it, but yeah, he passed away due to natural causes, you know, obviously. Luckily, he didn't die from criminal activity. So, but all I had was an obituary. You know, that's why I brought it up. And my grandmother didn't really hold a grudge. She forgave him. I don't know how many years she, you know, forgave him. But remember recently, last Thanksgiving, I did question her about what was it like to be with Otis, or how did y'all first meet each other? And there were like some really good, you know, memories she gave me, and you know, you know, she actually she gave me some good stories. It was pretty brief, but excuse me. But I actually, you know, experienced, and I met my grandfather a couple of times, and that was when I was like 10 or 13. I haven't spoke to him ever since, but you know, being with him just spiritually alone was pretty, you know, at that particular age was actually a spiritual moment. He was humble. He was quiet, like my grandmother was telling me. Remember, we went to a restaurant And it was like Golden Corral, I have to say. And it was just the four of us men, her two older, like his eldest sons, and me and my grandfather. So it was very short. I mean, he was a short guy, but like in one of his marriage, like in his older photos, which was like black and white, he was like taller than my grandmother. I mean, which was surprising, but when I was like with him, he was like much shorter than me. But hey, time flies. So I remember when I was like just talking to him, you know, I just felt his presence was like pretty peaceful. You know, he wasn't toxic, nor he wasn't toxic to his ex-wife at the time. He was in a relationship with this older lady named Laura. Their name was Laura. She might have passed away, because I've seen her since 03, but, man, in a sense, though, it feels scary talking about it, because, you know, I just miss those times, you know, spending time with just having, like, a manly. It was just so extremely rare, because it was like a lot of trauma behind closed doors with my mom, and you know, too much judgmental questioning, so much negative things that was like going on in my life, and you know, just feeling trapped and confined, and you know, in on the feminine side of the family. So wish I can have those days back. But when I actually learned about, you know, about their divorce, at least they forgave. And when I was like riding with, you know, my this is when I was like in the kitchen and my grandma was like eating breakfast, and I remember she was telling me to get ready for, you know, go with my grandfather. And they spoke, you know, they say good morning. When he came to the door, you know, they both spoke to each other saying hi, you know. And, you know, it wasn't like they was ignoring each other or anything. And it was at that particular age where, you know, like, it was just really, life was getting way too short on the grudge, especially when you're a senior citizen. So, I'm trying to adjust my controller. Hold on, guys. So, you know, if I just wish I had people can just act, you know, just have like reconciliation, like after a divorce, and compared to have like a nasty one and like not never talk to each other again, because, you know, my grandmother did abuse my verbally, emotionally, and physically abused my mother. According to my mom, which has been revealed a few years ago, and you know, it was a lot of, you know, just like deal just. Friction between her and my mom, and me and my mom. So it was just a never-ending cycle. And so, but yeah, I just like learn something new every day. And now my grandmother is 90 years old. I just want to, you know, live her, you know, optimistic life and continue on. But, you know, if you, like, met my grandmother, she's very nice and kind. And, like, once you see her, you thought she was, like, 70 or 80 years old. She's been blessed for, like, 90 years. So, I mean, when my sister told me that she passed out, you know, it kind of really put me in a little bit of anxiety. I didn't want my grandmother to pass away just yet, you know. Not to say, like, rush the process or anything. Like, it's, I'm not saying that, but, you know, I learned that, like, you know, the men side of the family are pretty humbled and down to earth. It's just that the female side of my family, of course, is emotional and can be toxic at times and can be emotionally hurtful. So, you know, I love them, but you just gotta, like, learn to, like, continue loving each other because, you know, when you bring children to the world, you don't want to let that emulate into them. Then all of a sudden, they have a nasty divorce and, you know, and just a, like, ongoing cycle, you know. But I feel, you know, pretty humbled and pretty neutral. So, like, comment, share, subscribe. This is Blind Assassin MGTOW. Hopefully I'll come with another video that I can think about, some topic I can talk about. But I'm going to, you know, play some GTA 5 on PS4. So, talk to you then. Have a safe day, a safe weekend. And stay out of trouble. Deuces.